Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:14. Laura is away for the weekend. Are we going to do that fake contest this morning? We promised something stupid yesterday, and now we have to deliver, gosh darn it. Some kind of stupid contest. If you can guess where Laura is, you win, like, one of her infamous protein shakes or something. Maybe some of those herbal tea bags. Yeah, that would be delicious, wouldn't it? What a great prize pack. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. It's so exciting this morning. Hooray, Bucknell. I guess you're supposed to say Ray Bucknell. The Bison last night with a decisive win. Over Holy Cross when they split during the season. So this is exciting. Bucknell moves on to the semifinals in the Patriot League tournament. Wow, that's just neat. They'll be playing Sunday. And, well, take the whole family. 1:30 pregame and 2 o'clock tip-off on our sister station. So put the earbuds in to Eagle 107 and sit in the Soika Center and get psycho. All right? They will be playing Lehigh, who beat Army yesterday. So that's exciting. Now listen to this, and you're not going to believe me, especially you people who know me and know what a diehard Boston Red Sox fan I am. I am excited about Phillies baseball this year for the first time in a long time. Now here's the deal. I'm third generation Red Sox fan, but I live in Pennsylvania. So when the Phillies are on, I watch them. And it seems like year after year, I'm thinking, oh, this is disappointing, you know? It's a little tough to be a Phillies fan, but if I were a Phillies fan, I would hang in there, just like I hung in there, 93 years without a World Series for the Red Sox, you know, and then they won 3 in a decade, you know? This is how Phillies fans have to feel right now. Like, this is the time. Bryce Harper in a Phillies uniform for the first time ever. It happened Saturday. I'm excited. Remember our sister station, 1070 WKOK, your home for the Phillies for a long time. And the game from Clearwater, Florida, Saturday at 1 on the radio. So if you're running around, you're running the kids to indoor sports, outdoor sports, whatever, remember the Phillies will be playing with Bryce Harper Saturday on WKOK. And Bucknell in our studio later on this morning, talking about last night's game, talking about Sunday's semifinal. It's such an exciting feeling right now. I think we have everything that's exciting in our area is going on inside this building. And that's a good thing.
Attention, Central PA truck buyers.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
This week, Hillary Clinton said she will not run for president again. As a result, Fox News is down to 1 minute of daily programming.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Buffalo's best, the Goo Goo Dolls. And news coming up next in sports and AccuWeather. And I'm rustling through. Laura's not here today, so I'm rustling through. What do we call those things? Little cubbies. It's like a daycare. Yes. Here in the studio. And I'm picking things out that we're going to give away to a lucky listener. We're giving away Laura's personal goods here.
Oh,
if you can guess where she is this weekend. So we're going to come up with some goofy promotion. Speaking of this weekend, we lose an hour of sleep. We jump our clocks ahead.
You we know do. That, right? And I'm very happy about that, by the way. I'll gladly lose an hour of sleep just to get more light out so it's not dark at 5 o'clock at night, which isn't anymore, but still. Like, yeah. I think it should be dark past 7 o'clock.
At least 7.
Yes.
Like, don't you love it in the summer when it's getting great. Dark at like 8:45,
exactly.
9 o'clock?
Yeah, that's my kind of light.
Yeah. Well, there are some lawmakers now in this country that are pushing to have daylight saving time all year round. And they say there's reasons, 4 major reasons. Lives could be saved. How? The evening rush hour is more dangerous for a bunch of reasons. So if you have more daylight during that rush hour, there are fewer accidents. Interesting.
I could see that.
Crime actually decreases because there were fewer crimes in daylight.
Well, that's true. Yeah, no, that's very true.
Energy would be saved. That
right.
Makes a lot of sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our sleep wouldn't get messed up, whether, you know, it's standard time or saving time. The change messes up our sleep. And there is sleep disruption. Heart attacks increase.
Interesting.
And one study found it that, like, it negatively affects the financial markets, too. So,
wow.
I would never would have thought of that.
Me
but
either.
Anyway.
That's
so
deep.
So, maybe we turn the clocks ahead this weekend, Saturday night when you go to bed, Sunday morning, whatever. Turn the clocks ahead and then hope that maybe we never go back.
Hey, I'd be okay with that. I would support that legislation.
I am totally with you as well. News is next.
All right, everyone. Let's get this party started.
4KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura is somewhere in the world for the weekend. We're not going to reveal where because we're trying to come up with a stupid contest.
And it could be anywhere, too.
It could be anywhere. The woman is well-traveled.
She should be the new Where in the World is Carmen San Diego.
Great idea. Remember that show? Where in the... Flashback Friday coming up, right?
That's true.
You remember that show? Where in the world is... There's not enough syllables.
I know.
Her name's Laura Good, but her maiden name, right? Where in the world is Laura Wachalewski?
Yes.
We got it going on, man.
Oh, this is great.
This would be great. So she's somewhere this weekend.
Pilot it right now.
And she's well-traveled, and she talks about it. Maybe sometimes a little bit too much. Well, you guys at the fire company eating breakfast and drinking beer go, what?
Where is that?
Nepal? Never heard of it. Isn't that outside Natalie? But anyway.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But we will come up with something later on this morning. By the way, Flashback Friday, just 15 minutes away. Your requests texted in and, of course, on the toll-free line, and we'll play them. News is on the way at the top of the hour as well. We like to do the good news here every once in a while. There are good kids out there, news guy Matt. There are good teenagers
out
there.
Plenty of them. We just had them in here yesterday at Selins Grove.
Yes, the Selins Grove Theater Department was in here in the chorus, the honors chorus, and the choir, and that was good stuff. This one comes from New Jersey. A bunch of teenage boys who usually look out the window when it's snowing and say, we're not going to have school tomorrow, so let's play Fortnite all night, decided that instead they're going to do something for a neighbor who has to go to kidney dialysis in the morning.
We stayed up playing video games, I think we were all up 4:30, and I think we finished around 5.
And I looked out the front window, and I'm like, the whole driveway's clear. And then I found out from my husband that there were 4 of them with Patrick. Yeah, oh, 5? There were 5 of you?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Just wanted to help out his neighbor, help do some good, do a good deed.
Once we safely got to the house, no more driving, I think all the parents kind of relaxed.
The snow was getting lighter as we were shoveling, but it was still really cold. And
my mom was like, it's snowing out, you're not going out. And they kept calling me, and I was like, Mom, I gotta go.
I came out here at 6 a.m., the whole driveway was completely clear so I could get out. And I did. And I got to dialysis safely. So he's a wonderful young man. I mean, he's an example of what we have that we never talk about. We never say, look at these kids. Look how good. Look what they do.
Patrick from New Jersey and your 4 buddies, wherever you are.
Awesome stuff.
Job well done. On WQKX, you're home for Flashback Friday, which is about 5 minutes away. Get your requests in right now. Text them in or use the toll-free line. We'd love to talk to you. Definitely, we've got a few texts in already. Nice to hear from you guys. News coming up next, a check on sports. Ray Bucknell and AccuWeather for
Ray
the weekend.
For the orange and the blue and the blue.
You're not going to start singing, are you? We don't have Laura here to sing. We don't need you to sing.
Hey, I carry on the singing when Laura's not here. That's the one thing I do with
her.
Oh,
is it in your contract? Is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's what they did. They added it.
All right, just check it. Happy Friday. You know what that means during Lent? Fish. It's time for Tom and Laura's healthy bonus buy item of the day from Giant Market. Listen for this item. And then listen to Kyle Alexander. After 9, he'll give you the chance to win a $50 gift card from Giant. Today is Friday. Any guess on the healthy item?
I'm going to go with the Filet-O-Fish.
There you go, except that's a McDonald's
term. Oh, that's true, yeah.
But you're close. Haddock Filets. Haddock Filets are just $6.99 a pound at Giant, just in time for the Lenten season. All you have to do is remember Haddock, or some people say Haddock. Haddock Filets, $4.99 a pound. You could win a $50 gift card later this morning. Giant, quality, selection, and savings every day. 94KX Flashback Friday. There you go. You wanted Alanis. You got it. Life is very ironic, don't you think? 7:15, Laura's away this weekend, and she travels a lot, and we make fun of her for it. We call her Laura the Explorer. I came up with that. And the crew here came up with Where in the World is Laura Wachalewski, which is very funny. That was Laura's name a long time ago. Now she is Mrs. Good. What did she say? Good by name, great by reputation or something? Anyway, Laura is away this weekend, and we were joking around that we were going to open the phone lines and guess where she is, And if you could guess where she is this weekend, you win some kind of prize. Now, we couldn't come up with a prize, so we raided her cubby here in the control room, and we have a couple of oranges, some tea bags, and a half-eaten jar of peanut butter.
What else is in that bag? Any?
Oh, some Post-it notes and a notepad. Could we steal one of her ink pens? I'd love to stuff her headphones in there, but they're worth a lot of money, so we can't do that. She needs them when she gets back. Anyway, we're going to do that. So if you have any kind of guess on where Laura might be, this is all tongue-in-cheek. The first person who gets it right wins that bag of junk. How's that? Since it is Flashback Friday, we like to flash back sometimes cleverly and see if you could guess. Now, this will not be a hard guessing game, but we all know that song Baby Shark, which drives our children nuts. But do you remember a song called Mbop? Listen carefully. It is Flashback Friday. Daddy Shark. Bop, 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 bop. Daddy Shark. Is it Hanson with a bop or is it Baby Shark? We'll never know. It's Flashback Friday, 94KX.
Today's business.
Flashback Friday, 94KX, the song that started it all for the studio band Toto and Hold the Line. We're going to flashback to R. Kelly, or actually flashback to late night TV last night.
R. Kelly is a very strange man. He told Gayle King, he said people were stealing all his money. So 3 weeks ago, he went to the bank, said this was the first time he'd been to the bank in his life. Can you imagine? 52 years old, first time he's been to a bank. Why are these pens chained to this desk? This is not...
I believe I can...
Lie. Flashback Friday. Catherine said she needed some Tina Turner and people talking about everything going on sports-wise. Bucknell heading to the semifinals of the Patriot League tournament. What else? All those high school wrestlers in Hershey, including my boy, Nate Schoen, who had a huge decision win last night. All this is available in this building. Is that cool or what? Bison basketball on Eagle 107, high school wrestling on WKOK, and that song goes out to them. You're simply the best. Hey, Movie Mike's in the house. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning.
New movies this weekend.
New movie, more or less.
Oh,
yeah.
So there is
nobody
only one.
Yeah, nobody wants to go against the big movie this weekend.
No one wants to compete with Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the soundtrack, though? It's, now, I don't know if it's, it's because Captain Marvel is a female or whatever, but it's an all-female soundtrack. And if you like 70s, 80s, and 90s, you're going to love this. Little Heart, huh?
Yeah. Lita Ford.
Lita Ford. Very good. Little song, Peppa. Remember this one? Elastica.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do remember that. I'm only happy when Garbage. I love Garbage Bags.
So do I. Of course, TLC.
Yep.
Now, this one might be a tough one, but I love the song.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Destry!
Yeah.
Everybody knows, no doubt.
Yeah.
And here's another tough one for you. You may remember it.
Hold.
Very good movie, Mike.
Yeah, I like that song.
Celebrity Skin.
Yeah.
Hold.
Yeah.
All in the Captain Marvel soundtrack, which will be available soon.
What's new in theaters this weekend? What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
So, Mike, what's new in theaters this weekend?
Only Captain Marvel. Nobody else wants to go against Captain Marvel. And I have to say, you know what I like about that soundtrack?
What's that?
I don't have to go and buy it because I already own all those songs.
Just dig up all the old CDs.
Yes.
Make a mixtape.
Yes.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, so Captain Marvel's the only thing that opens today. Brie Larson playing the popular Marvel character, who popular but not necessarily as well known to mass audiences. Mm-hmm. And to me, these have been the best of the Marvel movies, you know, Ant-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, Doctor Strange, because these characters are newer to a lot of us, even those of us who are comic book fans.
Yes.
You know, we can't follow everybody.
Right.
So Captain Marvel opening today, Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury. And it takes place in the 90s, so they had to use this special computer technology to de-age Samuel L. Jackson by like 25 years.
I wish somebody would de-age me by 25 years.
I know. They need to make that for real.
Wow. So that's it. That's all we got.
That's it. Yeah.
All right, you're coming back to do a movie review for us?
I will. I will review Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral. So join me in saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, kids, what time is it?
Smoothie time.
I'll get the blender.
Flashback Friday, my young buddy Gage over in Northumberland. If he's driving to school today. He wanted to hear the Police for his dad. That's pretty cool. Every Breath You Take. Friday birthday buddies, they always come this way a little bit later than the normal weekdays because we got Movie Mike with us in the studio twice on Fridays. Let's take a look at the celebrity birthdays. Gary Numan is 61 today. Here in my car. There's a Flashback Friday. Remember that song from the late 70s? Here in my car. Maybe not. Okay, that's fine. Carol Bayer Sager is 72. She's a songwriter who wrote for a lot of different people like Carly Simon and Dionne Warwick. She is also married to Burt Bacharach, and she did have a couple hits of her own in the 80s. Wonder if we could dig one up. I doubt it. And happy birthday to Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees. He's 74 today, one of the remaining Monkees. He played the drums, of course, and sang Last Train to Clarksville and the Monkees theme song. Right now, it's time for Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies. Take a look at the locals. Deirdre Hughes from Coltmont is 55 today. Happy birthday to Edward Roadarmel. Why do I have a hard time saying that? It's a common last name, especially the chicken. 52 years old. Elena Skinner from Mount Pleasant Mills is 37. Gina Strohecker from Cole Township is 51. Happy birthday to Heather Martin. She's 41. Heather Miller from Milton is 41 as well. Heather Snyder from Sealands Grove is 45 today. Gene Gully from Sunbury is 42. Happy birthday, Jeannie. Louise Wise from McClure is 58. Michelle Lewis from Lewistown. Well, that's where she belongs, I guess. 56. What else? Mike Strohecker from Herndon is 56 today. Rebecca Hutchinson from Northumberland is lordy, lordy, 40. And happy birthday to Renee Wagner of Middleburg. She's 52. Texted in too late yesterday, but we'll squeeze him in today. Happy birthday to Ryan Lehow from Millville. From his wife, Tina. He was 47 yesterday. You got to get your stuff in early. Text it in. Call it in. Use social media. Whatever. We do it. Texting is the easiest way, though. Every day at about this time, it's Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
Up your new car game in March with a new Kia.
Flashback Friday, 94KX. Ah, the unmistakable voice of Neil Diamond. Hey, on social media, we had two birthdays texted in, and I didn't want to miss them, even though we already did birthday buddies. It's kind of cool. Justin Dent is 28. He's from Danville. He also wants to request some AC/DC. We'll see what we can do for you. But here's one that's real cool. Deanna Wiss, and I hope I'm saying her name right, Whistle Watley. She's 30 years old. She's from Danville, but she's in Nashville right now, chasing her musical dream. That would be so cool to have a local hit it big.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Roma. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Tyler Perry says A Madea Family Funeral will be the final Madea movie, mm-hmm. but the funeral of the title is not hers, and she's still alive at the end, so take that claim with a grain of salt. I have a feeling we're going to see her again, Tom.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Perry once again portrays the beloved character. This time, she's asked to plan the funeral for a family member. The task comes with some hazards because she knows the deceased was cheating on his wife at the time he kicked the proverbial bucket. She also knows that one of the man's sons is cheating with his brother's fiance.
No!
Yeah, it gets kind of hot in there. By this point, you know exactly what you're going to get with a Madea movie. There are sequences of broad humor bumping up against scenes of heavy-handed melodrama. A Madea Family Funeral keeps the formula intact. It has a few laughs scattered along the way, and when all the secrets finally come out, it's admittedly pretty fun to watch the fireworks. That said, the whole film feels a little off. Too many scenes of Madea and her cohorts endlessly bickering at each other drag the story down. Also, since Perry plays three other characters in addition to Madea, he's often acting against himself. That creates a hollow feeling in spots as the interactions are artificial. You just don't get the same spark as when multiple actors perform together.
Agreed.
A Madea Family Funeral isn't the worst Madea picture, but it's definitely not the best either. Maybe retiring her for a while is a good idea. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2 pallbearers.
Pallbearers? But you do think she'll be back, Madea?
I have a feeling she'll be back. This movie had a really strong opening weekend, so the demand is still there. I have a feeling that she's going to be like Jason, because remember there was Friday the 13th, the final nightmare,
yes.
And then it came back, Friday the 13th, a new beginning.
Right, so Madea, a new beginning?
Yes, Madea is the new Jason Voorhees.
Oh, God.
Ask the
94KX and Flashback Friday, Hell's Bells. That'll get you fired up for Bucknell basketball. Patriot League tournament continues. A big win for Bucknell last night. Sunday, the semifinals. They'll play some team from around Allentown. I don't even know anything about them. I'm kidding, guys. We welcome into our studio Bucknell University and Nate Sestina, the senior, who, hey, Nate, good job last night, buddy.
Thank you very much.
14 points, 9 boards. That's good stuff.
Thank you.
And Kimball, what could you say about that kid, huh?
Kimball, he's our leader. He's been our leader since our freshman year, and the guy can put the ball in the hoop. Obviously, he shoots the ball well, but he does a lot of things that people don't see. He's vocal in the locker room. He's vocal on the court. Does everything we need him to do.
Wow, and those things that you don't see are sometimes very important, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when we come in at halftime and the game's tied, and he's just telling us we got to stay upbeat, come out and throw the first punch. People don't see that because they're not in the locker room with us.
Yeah, what a great feeling. Like team chemistry this year, real big?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in my 4 years, this is probably the closest we've been as a team on the court and off the court.
A big win last night over Holy Cross. Now, you guys split during the regular season, right? So 77-65, were you in control most of the game? I mean, was there ever any doubt you were going to lose?
No, I don't think that when we come into games, I don't think that we ever doubt that we're going to lose. And it was close. It was close to, like, for the majority of the game. And then in the second half, we came out, and I think we went on, like, a 10-0 run, put us up, like, 8 points or something like that. And that kind of got the momentum shifted and carried us into the win.
Yeah. So 12 three-pointers. Is that an average for Bucknell, or was that, like, popping last night?
No, actually, popping was when we had 21 against Lafayette.
There you go.
But no, that's an average night for us. We shoot the ball really, really well, and the fact that Andrew Funk came in and did what he did, and John Meeks came in and did what he did is big for us, too.
Now, Lehigh beat Army, and Lehigh is your next opponent. What do you think?
It's another opportunity to go out and try to win, but Lehigh is always a tough game. They always come in. They're always prepared, and it's good to have a home game because playing down there is really difficult. But it's nice to be able to play at home for the playoffs.
Yeah. Are you where is the team where they expected to be right now?
Absolutely.
I mean,
I think people really doubted us when Nana, Zach, and Steve graduated, and mm-hmm. that kind of gave us a little bit of confidence going into the season that people are doubting us. And I think for us, we wanted to be in first place, but that's fine. Second place is all right.
You know, and that's the way people are. Fans, media, everything. You lose 3 big players, and then they say, this will be a growth year for Bucknell. This will be a down year for the Bison. And it wasn't. Guys like you stepped up. Now, you're a senior, and you're starting now. But you sat on the bench, and you loved this team, and you waited it out. That's got to make you feel good in the heart.
Oh, absolutely. We had talked about it earlier. Patience is a virtue, and sitting behind Nana and Zach, I wouldn't change it. I'd do the same thing if somebody asked me to do it again. It helped me grow as a player and as a person, and it's really helped me and my patience on and off the court. But it makes me made me work harder, honestly. Seeing those guys and their successes, I was like, okay, like I want to do that too, and like I know I can, and people are gonna kind of doubt it, but I'm trying to prove everybody wrong.
Nate Sestina from a small little town in Pennsylvania. The small town homies, they come out to your games?
They do. A friend of mine last night came down for senior day. I had some high school teammates come down, so it's great to have those guys in the stands.
Nate, what are you thinking after graduation? What happens? What are you doing?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure if I'm going to try to go play or if I'm going to use my extra year of eligibility, but it's up in the air. Yeah. Gotta focus on the playoffs first.
Everybody's guessing, yes. Focus on the playoffs. Focus one game at a time. Focus on Sunday against Lehigh, and then, fingers crossed, Wednesday, the championship game. Nate, it's great talking to you. We have Mike and we have Todd in the studio with us, too. Mike, we got to get to this game Sunday afternoon. How do we get tickets?
Well, here's the deal. We're going to unveil a special offer right now just for your listeners.
Okay.
This is something that nobody knows about. We're excited. So if you are listening right now, grab a pen, grab paper, get on your computer. Sunday, the game is at 2 p.m. versus Lehigh. We are going to do a family four-pack special where it's four tickets, four hot dogs, four bags of chips, four sodas for only $64. To get that for a semifinal game, Bucknell Lehigh, Soika is going to be jammed. Again, four tickets, four hot dogs, four bags of soda, or four sodas, four bags of chips for only $64. We have a limited amount. Get on now. Buy your tickets. Todd's going to tell you how to do that.
Yeah, Todd, what's that number again, Todd?
So everybody listen carefully. 570-577-1000. It's an easy number to remember, 570-577-1000. We get great support from our community. Mm-hmm. We're going to need even more support this time around because, unfortunately, the Bucknell students are on spring break. So we're going to miss that segment in the stands, so we need the community to come out and
there you
set
go.
That up for us.
Chance for Central PA to step up and say, Ray Bucknell, guys, thanks for coming in. Good luck Sunday.
Thank you, guys.
Attention, Central PA truck buyers.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's off traveling the world on this Flashback Friday. She'll be back on Monday, no big deal. And, well, we jump our clocks ahead. So everybody's going to lose an hour's sleep no matter where you are in the world. All right? So make sure you do that and get yourself set up Saturday night into Sunday morning, whatever. But you want to do it because you don't want to miss an hour of the Bucknell game. Okay, that's the big thing. And as far as turning the clocks ahead or pulling them back in the fall or springing ahead in spring, as they say, 54% of Americans say they wish we'd just do away with all that and stick with one or the other, standard time or daylight saving time. Oh, by the way, we will be on daylight saving time starting Sunday. There's no S on the end of that. Like savings and loan, a bank. No, it's daylight saving time. There's a little bit of trivia for you. But anyway, we're going to turn the, you know, spring ahead, move the clocks ahead, lose an hour's sleep going into Sunday. So you lose an hour. You lose an hour. I lose an hour. Laura loses an hour wherever she is. You guys have been great on the toll-free line and texting in. The funniest one I saw was that Laura is hiding out somewhere in Connecticut. That was texted in today by Mike. I just thought that was kind of funny, somewhere in Connecticut. If we don't get a guess, by the time the show's over, we'll tell you where she actually is. She loves to travel, and she will be back in time for the Sunday semifinal game, Bucknell and Lehigh. At Soika. Thanks to the Bison for coming in today. Great to meet Nate, Sestina, Mike, and Todd. It's always good seeing you guys. And please, that special deal, four tickets, four hot dogs, four bags of chips, and four soda pops for just $64. Let's pack Soika on Sunday. And you can listen to the game with your earbuds in from Soika on Eagle 107, our sister station.
Oh, the weather outside's been frightful.
Flashback Friday, 94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's taking the weekend off. She'll be back. She'll be back on Monday. We're celebrating. We're celebrating because it is the debut game this weekend of the Philadelphia Brices. And
something like that. Yeah.
Shouldn't they make shirts for that? Wouldn't that be cool?
I'm sure somebody will on the internet right now, now that you just said it.
Spell it B-R-Y-C-E-E-S.
You should see the number of shirts that Majestic has had to make.
Oh, I can only imagine. Rumor has it last week they had to stop production because they ran out of R's.
Yes, that's right. That's awesome.
So they had to order more R's because the guy's name has two R's in it. We got a lot of vowels, but consonants were a little low on. Anyway, I thought that was great. But Bryce Harper will play Saturday as a Philly, you could hear the game on WKOK, News Radio 1070. So if you're doing other things, you know, got to run the kids out on Saturday to their basketball games or you know, the little mini kids and soccer, indoor soccer, whatever, put the earbuds in, the Phillies. But you know me, guys, for a long time. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan, but I would watch the Phillies because I live in Pennsylvania. And every year I go, oh, this is sad. But this year...
Yeah, I've had that same feeling.
Both sides of the state had that one going because the Pirates have been much better either.
Yeah, right. So Kevin, you're a Phillies fan. You got to be loving this.
For the first time, I can actually say the Phillies may win 90 games. Ooh. And maybe even... And maybe...
Maybe 100?
And maybe have the best season since 08.
Wow. What do you think, Matt?
Now, that might be
real. I think they're a 90-win team.
Do you really?
I do. I don't know if they're the best team in baseball.
No.
I think our two teams are the best teams in baseball right now. But the Phillies are third. I think they're the best team in the National League now.
Okay, so if you were to say that, the third, you would put them above Houston, who was third last year?
Yes.
Yeah?
I would.
Okay.
I mean,
lineup right now.
I don't really know of anybody they have to pitch around right in the lineup.
No,
I mean,
they really don't.
It's going to be really hard when you get the top, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, one through 5, 6. It's pretty tough to beat.
Okay, so what are you guys thinking? Because we talked about this early this morning in like the 6 o'clock hour. This is a big weekend, all right, with the Phillies and Bryce playing Saturday on WKOK, and then Bucknell making it to the semis and playing Sunday on Eagle 107. Some of the most exciting sporting events, including wrestling coverage on KO, happening right here in his building.
We love it.
That's what I was just going to say. And then imagine if you're listening to states or watching states, you're going to have an ear to close to the Phillies game.
Yeah.
Or you could do what I do and have the internet on WKOK for the wrestling if we do AA.
Yeah.
And then have the radio on Phillies and, you know, be able to use both ears.
This is a sportsman's dream right here to have like 5,000 different things going on. This gets you ready for March Madness when you'll be watching 5 different games at the same time.
This is like having Sunday ticket and not paying for it.
Also true.
Thank you. 94.1 WQKX, your exclusive home for Flashback Friday. Doing some disco with McFadden and Whitehead. And I don't know, just firing up the Bucknell fans. Ain't no stopping us now. Sunday semifinal game again at the Soika Center. 1:30 pregame, 2 o'clock tip-off on Eagle 107. But get your families there, and let's pack the place. We had Bucknell in the studio earlier with us, if you missed it. Great talking to Nate Sestina. But also Mike and Todd announcing a special family package for Sunday's game. Never before done at Bucknell. 4 tickets. How did they say this? 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 bags of chips, 4 sodas. Family 4-pack right there for just $64. And that's for Sunday's game. 570-577-1000. It's 577-1000. Kyle Alexander is next. He did a great job over there at Bucknell yesterday. You were having fun, I could tell.
Yes, I was. And it was National Cereal Day. So the Bostwick Marketplace had pizza with Cinnamon Toast Crunch on it.
I saw you posted that.
That is awesome.
It was interesting looking. Did it taste good?
It did.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch pizza.
They asked if I wanted to try this, and I was standing around food for 2 hours, so I'm thinking, yeah, I need something.
Yeah, I'll go for it.
But I was expecting sauce with this stuff on and cheese, like a real pizza just with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I wasn't quite sure about that.
Right.
But there wasn't any sauce. There wasn't any cheese.
It was just... No?
Yeah. Well, maybe. Maybe some milk.
Or cream or something, yeah.
But it was good. It was good.
You talked to some of the players. You talked to the students. It sounded like it was a real party atmosphere there. Now, unfortunately, and you did cover this, the students are going on spring break, so there's going to be a lot of holes in the stands on Sunday, so we want the locals to fill in, right?
Yeah, and that's part of the reason, I guess, why they're doing this family 4-pack package. That's a great deal.
Yeah.
4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, 4 tickets.
There you go, Matt. You and your wife, 2 other people, go ahead.
Yeah, there we go. And Kyle, my wife and I were there at the game last night.
Yes, you were.
In a suite. It was a lot of fun. Nice crowd, but we need more people there coming up.
Kyle's coming up next. Have a good weekend, everybody. Oh, by the way, Laura's back on Monday. Nobody guessed where she was today.
Oh, yes.
The closest was hiding in Connecticut. I just thought that was funny.
Awesome, but random.
Mike or somebody texted that in, yeah. She's in New York City where she went to the opera.
Yes, she saw Aida, which I'm extremely jealous of, though I'm still glad I went to the basketball game with Kyle last night, but yeah, so.
So her bag of random crap. I
picked the basketball game, too.
We're going to give away a bag of her random crap.
And, oh, my God.
But nobody guessed, so you don't get the tea bags and the protein and the jar of peanut butter and the oranges, the halos.
Is there any matcha in there from when we tried that a few weeks back?
There might be some of that in there, but nobody wins it. That means it goes back into her cubby. Better luck next time. Kyle's next.